PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says Newark Airport is starting to see improvements. He visited the airport on Monday to mark the reopening of a runway that has been shut down since April for rehab work.
Today we're celebrating the opening of Newark's runway. And this is a 60-day project that actually is completed 13 days early.
Officials say the runway closure, along with equipment issues and staffing shortages, caused massive disruptions since April at Newark and forced the number of flights to be reduced. Weed is more prominent in the Garden State, and so is driving after consuming it during driving. It's dangerous to do so, and that message needs to get out, says AAA Northeast spokeswoman Shawnee Jarvis. She says a good PSA on the topic does a few things.
Different types of impaired driving messages work best with people who are regular cannabis consumers. So we've got to do messaging that highlights personal responsibility and safety.
A recent AAA Northeast survey of cannabis consumers found that a majority of drivers consumed cannabis before driving, and around a third say actually improved their driving, either a lot or a little. Driving while under the influence of cannabis treated the same as driving under the influence of alcohol under New Jersey law. And an Atlantic County employee is being accused of using county-owned gas for his own business. Joseph Ridley of Mays Landing faces several charges, including official misconduct, after prosecutors allege the public works employee used county-owned diesel to fill up trucks for his private company. Prosecutors allege Ridley also gave a code to access the fuel to three of his employees, were also charged. It's unclear how much fuel was actually taken. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report, International Economic Development Agency is cutting economic growth forecasts in the U.S. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development downgraded its predictions for U.S. growth this year from about 2.2% to 1.6%. It cited President Trump's tariff policies, economic uncertainty, a slowdown in immigration, and a smaller federal workforce. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up around 214 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will the sun still be shining this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. I sense many New Jerseyans will be playing hooky at some point this week and heading for the shore as we look toward our first stretch of real summertime warmth. Here's how things play out. Tonight looks great, clear and comfortable. Low temperatures will dip into the upper 50s by morning, and we're into the 80s tomorrow. Lower to mid 80s, a little bit more humid with mostly sunny skies. Thursday gets even hotter, mid to upper 80s with sun and passing clouds. I have to throw in a chance of a late day shower on Thursday. Friday, we go from clouds to sun. It'll be another summer-like day to close out the work week. Highs on Friday again in the 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Somerville, 80 degrees. Asbury Park, 73. Woodbury, 81. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Peter Michael Law, personal injury attorneys, New Jersey born and raised, and a warrior in the courtroom. Follow at Attorney Pete and get more info at PMLNJ.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.